This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we'll get back to those Ask Dr. Jesse questions here in just a moment. I just wanted to touch on a couple things about Dome and then Florida, and then we're going to do all these Ask Dr. Jesse questions this hour. First, stories are leaking out. And these are stories, if you pay attention to politics, you've already heard this before, but for the norms and normas, they're just now starting to find out stories like, well, this one. This is a headline from the New York Post. Bully Kamala Harris berated staff, left them in tears after berating them with F-bombs. An intern was told never to make eye contact. Listen. Okay, first, I need to put the mother of all disclaimers on this. As much as I enjoy blasting these scumbag Democrat politicians, and we're about to blast Dome, and I'll explain some of the reasoning for this. As much as I love that, we do always have to keep something in mind. These are Democrat staffers. These are vile little dirty commies who are the most sensitive weenies in the history of mankind. This new generation is already different, and it's not every kid. You know, I don't like to talk about, oh, all these kids today. You know, I don't talk like that at all. But you talk to anyone in the professional world, and they will tell you it's a more tender generation, if you will. It's a more tender generation. So that's automatically built in. They're just not emotionally, confidence-wise, they're just not quite what we're used to. That's one. Two, these are all dirty communists. When you add that part of it in, these are kids who have been taught to take offense to everything. Everything is offensive. Everything is mean. Everything is this. It would never even occur to me to tell my father if one of my bosses dropped an F-bomb on me. And if I did tell him, he'd laugh. He'd think it was hilarious. He'd think, yeah, he'd say, probably tell me. Yeah, you probably deserved it. That's funny. Go back to work. But that's not what the children of Democrats are like. So that's the mother of all disclaimers I have to throw on this thing. Now, that said, I have heard this before. In fact, it's been reported before. I've heard repeatedly that Dome treats her staffers terribly, absolutely terribly. And remember this. You can tell everything about powerful people by how they treat those they don't have to treat well. You want to hear a little story about football? Here, how about this one? This was years ago, but I'm going to skip over some names and teams and things like that. But back when I was an NFL freak, you know, these NFL teams, when they're looking at this college player and that college player, look at this quarterback, look at this linebacker, look at this. They will put these guys, you know, when you're thinking about signing a college kid to a $50 million contract, you want to know exactly what you're getting. Is this a long-term person? And so what do? You sit down for interviews. You sit down for interviews. You're interviewing the kid. Hey, so tell me, what are your values? What are your weaknesses? You know, standard job interview stuff. And what else are you going to do if you're an NFL team? Let's say Chris is a college linebacker, and I'm an NFL coach. I'm the coach of the Giants. And I'm thinking about drafting Chris. Well, of course, I'm going to go, and I'm going to interview Chris. But Chris is no dummy. Well, the fictional Chris we're talking about is no dummy. Chris is no dummy. He's going to have been coached already by his agent how to answer all the questions I'm about to ask him. So he's going to know automatically how to answer every one of those questions as if he's just the best hardworking guy and I'm in it for the team, coach. But who else do I interview? Well, I'll have to interview his high school coach. Well, what's his high school coach going to say? Chris was the prize jewel, the recruit. His high school coach wants him to go number one in the draft. His high school coach is going to say, wow, that Chris, as long as it was kosher, he could eat anything. And he was such a great teammate. And what a hard work. He's going to lie. What am I going to do? Interview his mother? What's she going to say about him? So you know who NFL teams, plural, have interviewed in the past? The equipment manager. You know, every team, every college team, they have equipment guys. You don't know their names. You've never seen their faces. You don't know anything about them. What's their job? Well, have you ever seen the movies or seen a documentary, watched ESPN, and you see these college football players show up in their locker room and their cleats are there and the jersey's there and the helmet's there and the player's sitting there and he's taping up his hands and things like that? It's the equipment managers who handle all that. Get everything organized, get everything set up. Player sits down. Hey, I lost my nose tape. Could you go grab me some nose tape? NFL teams will privately pull those guys aside and say, hey, this Chris guy, how did he treat you? Did you like him? Why? Because it really says everything about Chris. How he treated the equipment manager, who he could have treated like crap if he wanted to. He's the big college football star. If he wanted to spit on the ground and make the equipment manager clean it up with his shirt, he could. Chris is the star. The equipment manager isn't worth really anything significant to where he wouldn't just be fired. So the NFL teams would pull that guy aside and say, hey, this Chris guy, is he polite? He treats you like crap. Very, very revealing for who Chris really is. You see, Dome is one of people. These people are all over show business. They're all over my business. They're all over politics. Joe Biden is very famously one of these guys. One of these people who, oh, if they need you, if you're an ally, you know, you're a fellow senator, oh, they'll be the best person in the world. The second they get around staffers they don't have to treat well, they treat those people like crap. Like crap. I'll tell you a personal story, and I'm definitely going to leave out all the names here. You know I do TV for The First. Every night, 9 p.m. Eastern, I do a TV show on top of the radio show. Well, TV company was looking to hire some new people who could host shows, and I brought up the name of a woman, a pundit, a conservative pundit, right-wing pundit, anti-communist pundit, whoever. I'm not sure if you know who she is, but you probably would know who she is. Somebody I have talked to personally before. I met her at a convention. Someone I've swapped, you know, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? We've swapped emails, text messages, phone calls, this advice. This is someone I've talked to 10 times in my life. Someone I don't know if I'd call a friend, but someone I would probably call a friend, certainly an acquaintance. And I suggested this person to the first. And they said, oh, yeah, 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 we'll dig into it. We'll dig into this person. And a couple months go by. I'm not this lady's agent, so I wasn't stressed about it. But I ended up bringing it up to the guys at the first. I said, hey, did you ever reach out to so-and-so? And they said, oh, yeah, man. She was a nightmare, Jesse. I said, with nightmare? What are you talking about? Oh, she was so rude to all of us, rude to the staff, just was really, really terrible to everyone. We decided we're not gonna sign her to any kind of a long-term deal. And I said, rude? I was totally taken aback. That's how naive I was. I was like, rude? She's always been so wonderful to me. And they said, yeah, Jesse, everyone's nice to you. That's not what matters. How do they treat everyone else? Dome treats everyone. She doesn't have to treat well, like crap. 92% staff turnover in 3 years as a vice president tells you everything you need to know about the type of person Kamala Harris is, and that is unflattering, to put it mildly. She has imposter syndrome. She's an idiot. She knows she doesn't belong there. She knows she doesn't know any issues. That's why she answers all these questions with this ridiculous word salad answers.
This is just extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy.
And because she's a snotty, entitled California Valley girl, she blames it on all the people around her and treats them like crap. Very, very revealing for who she is. All right. Someone wonders, would it be better for us if she won? Ooh, what? We'll talk about that. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about the daily pain. You like to go on walks? Do you miss them? Do you miss being more active? Maybe you don't golf anymore. Is it pain that keeps you from that? That shoulder pain? Ah, Jesse, I can't. My hip hurts. Oh, I'd love to go on that hike, but my knees just, it bugs me too much anymore. Do you live like that? Have you tried Relief Factor? Relief Factor is developed by doctors, but it's drug-free. You can fight pain naturally, instead of ignoring it, instead of masking it for a couple hours, you can actually solve the problem. Your body is trying to fight that inflammation. Relief Factor will support your body's natural response to that inflammation. 3 weeks or less, pain gone. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Stop living like that. 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We'll be back, of course, on Monday for Medal of Honor Monday. And we will see just how spicy it is over there in Israel when we get back from all this. Iran is issuing a new threat every 15 minutes. It seems like at this point in time, as my dad would put it, they need to crap or get off the pot. Are you going to attack? Are you not going to attack? Every hour there's a new press release saying we're about to attack any minute now, guys. But, you know, they might. And we'll see how it goes over there. Brussels sprout slayer Jesse. Wouldn't Harris be a better choice for the U.S. in the long term? It would be incredibly painful in the short term, i.e. World War III, a faster collapse of the dollar, so on and so forth. But is there any way, any quicker way to open the eyes of Norm and Norma? This way of thinking, it's called, there's actually a term for it, they're called collapsitarians, meaning they believe we're going to collapse anyway. And maybe you share this. They believe we're going to collapse anyway. So let's just get the friggin' party started. Let's get it over with. That way we can hurry up and get through to the next thing, to the whatever's on the other side of that collapse. That's a very common way of thinking. And if I'm being completely honest with you, just you and me talking here right now, I have, at least privately, probably publicly, I've echoed similar sentiments in the past. The GOP will pass yet another $1 trillion bill. And I'll say to myself, you know, what are we even bothering for? What do I care about a red wave? What does any of this matter? Let's just get the party started and get it collapsed. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. I'm certainly not here to tell you you're stupid or anything like that. Here's why I can't go along with something like that long term. I'm watching the country I love sink into the ocean. I'm watching this big, beautiful ship that is America sink down into the ocean. We're taking on water and taking on water and taking on water, and you're trying to bail and I'm trying to bail, and we're trying to patch the holes and we're trying to get things together. What I cannot allow myself to do, and again, I'm not judging you if you think this way, what I can't allow myself to do is start taking water from the ocean and pouring it into the boat with all these good people trying to save it. As long as there are so many millions of good people out there doing whatever they can do to try to save this daggone thing, to try to keep us out of that water, then I feel obligated to help as much as I can. I am actually not insulting collapsitarian people at all. There's an argument to be made for that. Well, screw it. We're going down anyway. Might as well get it going. I'm not on board. I understand you. To each his own. Jesse, doesn't the left realize that as Biden's right-hand person for 4 years, Dome is guilty by association? No. Let me correct you there. Dome is only guilty of what the public figures out she's guilty of and what they choose to find her guilty of. You're seeing this PR press blitz right now for a reason.
Kamala mania, just energy, energy, energy. A big percentage of those donors are first-time donors in this cycle. Hadn't given to Biden, hadn't given to anybody. People are excited about Kamala Harris, and it shows up in the numbers. It's showing up in the polls. What a turnaround in the past 2 weeks in terms of energy, momentum, and enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. I think sometimes the person makes the moment, and sometimes the moment makes a person. This was a moment that was crying out for some kind of breakthrough, some kind of hope. Most Americans didn't want either Trump or Biden. And suddenly, you know, there was this kind of death watch for democracy after the debate. You know, Democrats are looking at this thing like, holy crap, we're going to have, you know, democracy after this election. And you got one heartbeat of hope. Kamala Harris raising her hand saying, I'll handle this. And it has just unleashed a flood of energy. And I think it's going to continue for a while.
Advertising works. You're craving pizza because you just watched the Pizza Hut commercial on television and it created things inside of your mind that now have you picking up the phone and ordering a pizza. Advertising works. Public relations works. And campaign propaganda works. Is it insane that anyone in the United States of America would consider voting for that evil communist hag? Yes, it's insane, but people have been programmed into insanity, into doing insane things since the dawn of time. You can try, you can say all day long that Dome is guilty of pushing all the policies Joe Biden is guilty of, and you'd be correct. And you should say those things, I should note. You should spend every waking moment tying this woman to all the evil things that make people mad because, let's be honest, she supports all those things and worse. However, that doesn't mean everyone is going to come along with us and see the light with us at the same pace we see the light. Realize that we are surrounded by a lot of people who are broken and demoralized and stupid and any other thing you might want, any other way you might want to put that. And we're going to have to fight through that and overpower these people at the upcoming election. All right. Now, speaking of all this stuff going on in Israel, obviously, the need for bunkers, bulletproof vests, bulletproof ambulances, medical care. These things, these needs are about to go up, not down. Anyone with eyes can see that. It's going to be some very, very, very rocky times coming in Israel. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they have a donor right now who's matching donations. They're looking for $150 donations. 500 listeners donating $150, and they have a donor who's going to match it. What's all this stuff go to buy? Medical care, food, shelter, things that keep people alive in the Holy Land. That's what you're going to support. Go to supportifcj.org. That's where you give, or give them a call. 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-4325. The rockets are coming and people are dying, and here we are safe in America. Go give so someone else can live for another day. All right? All right. Someone wants to talk mass deportation. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted, but we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, riffing on politics and many, many other things here on the show. I'm not going to brag, but I had a white sauce and sausage pizza a little bit earlier, and you should know that I used to get made fun of around this studio for ordering the old white sauce and sausage pizza. And now, I mean, I had this whole pizza and I only had a couple pieces, but I go look at that pizza and there are a lot of pieces missing. Chris, could you explain what happened? Did a raccoon break in? Oh, you prefer tomato? That's funny. That's funny because those requests stopped coming, Chris. And now seems to be a lot of pizza missing that I didn't need is all I'm saying. Look, if you guys want to give the Menu Whisperer a compliment, that's fine. Look, it's fine. Like I just nailed another one too. We were in Florida. Actually, I was in Florida and we were sitting down at this restaurant and it was like a bar and grill type restaurant. And we're all out there, we're sitting down, we're getting ready to have lunch. And I looked at the menu and I just knew, I could tell automatically. No, it wasn't Florida. I spoke out of turn. It was during the Marine Corps reunion. It was three of us. We were sitting down at this bar and grill and we'd just come off the lake. And there are all these things on the menu. And I looked up at the waiter after one of my friends had ordered and another of my friends had ordered. I looked up at the waiter and I said, "The patty melt?" And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, "Best thing on the menu, my man." I said, "I know it is, because that's what Menu Whisperers order." I even gave both of my friends a chance to change their order. They refused. Guess who ended up handing out little pieces of his patty melt to his friends whose meal wasn't quite as good as my meal? And if you think I did this without rubbing it in, you've got another thing coming. Oh, I rubbed. I rubbed and I rubbed and I rubbed. "Hello, Jesse. I listen to your program, but to get down to business, I have a bridge to buy from you. On your show a few days ago, you said they wouldn't deport any illegals." Not what I said, anyway. "I disagree. The US/Trump has no choice. It's been done before by Eisenhower and also in the early 1900s. There are most likely terrorist groups looking to create a problem. They have to go home and do it legally. I think you do a disservice to the issue, though, giving some of the rhinos and the left Democrats an out by claiming Congress will do nothing." Well, again, people hear what they want to hear. I never said they wouldn't deport any illegals. I said there would never be a mass deportation. And there won't be a mass deportation because we have sanctuary states. We have sanctuary cities within these states. If Congress itself is going to pass a big deportation, anti-immigration law, do you really need me to tell you how disastrous that bill would be? Do you need me to explain to you how quickly they would build in mass amnesty as part of a compromise to do the right thing on a bill like, do you really need me to explain that to you? And so that leads me to your, "I think you do a disservice to the issue." I do a disservice to the issue? You know who does a disservice? Every one of these boot-licking, butt-kissing losers on the right who wake up every day, "Ha, ha, oh my gosh, look how perfect this Republican senator is. Oh, I've got the vapors. Oh, oh my gosh, it's Governor Dork. I'm so excited to talk to Governor Dork. It's President it's President That." It's these pom-pom waving dorks on the right who make excuse after excuse after excuse for why they can never get anything done. They're the ones doing a disservice to you and me and the United States of America. If you're sitting here ever waiting for me to wave pom-poms on behalf of the low-T GOP who hasn't had the balls to do anything of any significance in my 43 years on this planet, then you better not be holding your breath or you're about to die, because I don't give service where service isn't due. I owe you gift cover to the rhinos. How about you fight for me? Why is it always me? Why is it always us that has to run cover for loser after loser after loser after loser on the right? Why is it we can be betrayed again and again and again and again by these dorks in the GOP, and we're supposed to just eat that poop sandwich and thank them for it and tell them how great it tastes? Otherwise, someone else may think bad of us. Maybe at some point in time, you could dig in and start fighting for me, because that's how it's supposed to be, you loser politicians, bunch of gutless weasels. I'm freaking tired of these dorks. And no, I don't give any credit at all. None. To none of them. Not even your favorite one. Show me. I love all the campaign promises. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Oh, that sounds good. Sounds good. Show me. I've never been shown. I've heard every campaign promise. Believe me, I have. They're so inspiring. Look at my new commercial. And then you get there and it's, well, we got to compromise. Hey, Jesse, politics, the art of the possible. Hey, we got to just give a little bit. Hey, don't be such a hardcore guy. And in the meantime, culture is rotting from underneath us. Everything goes left and left and left and only left. Sometimes it goes really fast to the left. Sometimes it goes really slow to the left. But it only goes to the left. And I'm constantly lectured why I'm the problem. Nah, I ain't the problem. Biden, now a lame duck president. Can he do whatever he wants? Make a bad agreement? Okay, Biden's not the president. Did you see what happened yesterday? Did you see what happened? Biden, he was doing this little presser with Dome out in front of a plane. She just got off the plane. The plane was arriving, right? Joe Biden just goes and starts walking up the stairs of the plane. He didn't know where he was. He wasn't going anywhere. They all just stood at the bottom of the stairs in disbelief, watching Joe go up the stairs. You could tell they're looking around thinking, should we stop him? I don't know what to do here. Joe Biden is not the president. Joe Biden has not been a functional adult for a year now, probably at least. Joe Biden's not the president. He's not making any agreements. He's getting his severance package right now. You'll see that severance package come down. Go ahead and write this one down, Chris. That severance package will include a very, very large, elaborate Biden library. The severance package will include a sweetheart deal for his son, Hunter, and all the felonies he committed. Joe Biden is getting his severance package because he agreed to leave without them having to do the 25th Amendment on him. That's why they all went from blasting him day in and day out to talking about how heroic he is for stepping down. What a patriot, just like George Washington. Remember when they said that? Hey, Jesse, I may say I have been conservative all my life. I've always voted Republican. I have to say, you would be enough to turn anyone against conservatives. You are so full of yourself and you act and talk like a child. No wonder you could never get elected to anything. You're speaking to a journalist, sir.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Full of myself. Did you hear all the fans in that? Cheering me on? You watch your mouth when you speak to the Oracle. The Oracle's extremely humble. And the Oracle's here to tell you about Pure Talk. You see, Pure Talk is a better cell phone company. Your mobile company, T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, it's garbage. It's hot, stinky, smelly garbage. They take the money you send them every single month and they use it against you, against your culture, against your values. Pure Talk doesn't do that. Pure Talk would never do that. With Pure Talk, you're on the same 5G network, so it's not like you're dropping calls. You're on the same service, same calls. You're on the same great 5G network, only you save a fortune. When we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk, our bill got cut in half, and none of my money goes to Planned Parenthood anymore. None of it goes to Black Lives Matter. None of it goes to the LGBTQ demon mob. It just goes to Pure Talk or veterans. That's what Pure Talk believes in. Switch to Pure Talk. dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we're going to dig into some things here. Well, we're just going to dig into some emails. Maybe we even get to some headlines. I should play this little bit because Clay and Buck chose to attack me viciously on their show unnecessarily.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. A lot of serious topics in today's show, as you would well imagine, given the testimony surrounding the Secret Service failures to protect Trump. I do want to mention here, we're going to be joined by Joe Concha of Fox News here at the bottom of the hour. But I have to out our good friend Jesse Kelly, who we had dinner with last night,
uh-oh,
who is not working today, is actually hanging out.
He is by the pool. He's working on it.
Okay, first of all, let me clarify. This was Tuesday. Was I by the pool when they were doing this? Yes. Yes, I was. I was also working. It was a working... What, Chris? It was a working pool thing. Again, Clay is all kinds of fake news. The stuff he omits is more important than the stuff he includes. I was working by the pool. In fact, it was hard work, too. Really hard. It was hot outside.
It's tan right now.
Legitimately at the pool. Went to dinner last night. It was lovely.
No, there wasn't alcohol involved, by the way, Chris. Not very much. A little. A couple. Not, whatever, Chris.
The wife, Aubrey, was there. You know what she's a big fan of, Buck? Brussels sprouts. Double Brussels sprouts ordered for the table. Devoured. You had some.
Okay. Now, I was a witness to this, to the Brussels.
Now, you see, I want to make sure Buck Sexton gets credit here because he deserves credit for this. Buck Sexton could sense the fake news, and he chose to step in and get a little bit of honesty. He did the best he could to bring some honesty into Clay's world of lies. So I want you to pay attention to what happened here, you Brussels sprouts defenders.
Brussels sprouts fiasco the first time around, and now this time. One of the Brussels sprouts dishes was good, but it was deep fried and had bacon. The other one, Clay, to be fair, Jesse and Clay separately took photos of the Brussels sprout dishes from dinner to prove their side of the argument, because one of the Brussels sprout dishes
was
looked like what you would feed. Yeah, but the other one looked like what you'd feed to a rabbit, and not a rabbit you liked very much.
Oh, man. We're going to get into this.
You don't like Brussels sprouts. In fact, they proved my point for me once again. Clay ordered two different kinds of Brussels sprouts. They went untouched, the ones that were just Brussels sprouts. The only one that was eaten was the one that was deep fried with bacon. Everything is good deep fried with bacon. You could take Jerry Nadler's gym sock and deep fry it with bacon, and it would be tasty enough. That's not an endorsement of Brussels sprouts, okay? Now, if any of this is confusing for you, here's why. Your T levels are too low. You haven't taken your male vitality stack from Chalk yet. Chalk is natural herbal supplements. In fact, I was just hanging out with Seton down there in Florida. Fellas, let me tell you something here. You understand that they will help you if you don't want a male vitality stack, or maybe you're looking for help with something different in your life. You know that there's a sales team of dimes standing by ready to talk to you on the phone. Gentlemen, if you call or text 50CHOK, that's C-H-O-Q, 50CHOK3000, you can talk to a dime who knows what she's talking about, and she'll help you. Actual pleasant American dimes are standing by. So, fellas, ladies, male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks, chocolate powder, whatever you're looking for, call, text, talk to one of the dimes and get yourself laid out. They're there to help. They're there to help. Let them help you. They're wonderful to work with. I had questions when I first got there. What about this? What's this do? I'm not sure about this. I get all my answers right away. And I have emails from you saying they treat you the exact same way. 50CHOK3000, all right?
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Oracle, why are Newsom headlines now blowing up my news feed? This goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the PR campaigns. Remember, PR campaigns are run in the private corporate world. They're run in the campaign world. Whenever you're getting a consistent theme for a day or two, somebody you weren't even thinking about is all of a sudden popping up all over the place, there's a reason. Newsom is running a PR campaign right now for two reasons. Newsom is politically in trouble in California because the crime has gotten so bad there that it actually is hurting his reputation. So he's trying to do a fake tough on crime thing as best he can do. That's one. Two, I'm sure you probably heard the stories about how they're ordering the clean out of homeless camps and things like that in California. Why? Well, where's Dome from? California. Do you think that they have a vested interest right now in pointing to the state where she was a United States senator and an AG? You think they have an interest in cleaning up that state so it doesn't look like this super expensive homeless encampment everyone is trying to flee? California keeps getting all this bad press. Chevron just left California. Everyone knows about now they have actual, I'm not making this up, poop apps on your phone in San Francisco where you can track the public, the excrement that is left on the sidewalks. That is the state of disrepair of our biggest, most beautiful, most wealthy state. That's what the dirty commies have done to the state of California. So they're going to try to do a little spruce it up, polish it up, clean up effort to help Gavin Newsom and to help Dome going into the election. Dear Dr. Nutter Butter, I've noticed that everyone seems to have a pest they have severe anxiety of, whether it be snakes, spiders, mice, etc. Do you have a fear of a particular pest? And if so, what is it? I don't have any crippling anxieties when it comes to little critters. Snakes have never bothered me. If I had to answer that question, I would answer spiders. I do not care for spiders, but it's no longer anything, you know, you wouldn't know it. If I saw one, I would just brush it aside or stomp on it if it's in my house or something like that. And that's really thanks to the Marine Corps. I was a lot more afraid of spiders before I went in. But you spend enough time in like the Thai jungle with spiders that are the size of my hand, and you come to the realization that, wow, this fear is going to kill me if I let it. And you want something that'll give you nightmares? You ready for this? Are you one of these weird freak nightmare people? You ready? Go look up a camel spider. A camel spider. Make sure you get a nice up close view of its jaws, too. Have you ever seen Predator? You ever seen the movie Predator, that great Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? And I know they made a couple others, but the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? You seen Predator with kind of like the four-pronged jaw thing that really gross Predator has? Picture that on a gigantic spider in the desert. We had big fatty ones in Iraq, and we used to get a couple of them. We'd capture a couple of them, and we'd put them in a little pit in the ground and make them fight, and it was sweet. You'd be surprised what you do when you're bored. Anyway, I will be back to do this again with you on a Monday. It's going to be a Medal of Honor Monday. You put your phone down, go enjoy your weekend and your family, and we'll be back to do it again. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.